The core of the cold is retreating. It's moving back up into Canada, and that means that temperatures will continue to moderate around here over the next few days. Highs today have been in the 20s and low 30s. We've had a bit of a breeze from the northwest, and that is creating somewhat of a wind chill across the region. And this afternoon, the sky has been mainly sunny. There's a little area of cloud cover that has been coming off of the lakes and sneaking down the Mohawk Valley into the capital region. But the band of lake effect snow that was intense for the past couple of days really has retreated and really has shrunk in coverage. There's still a couple of flurries showing up on radar in western areas, but those are not a big deal. Coming up tonight, we'll have high pressure that is overhead. It will drift to the east. Temperatures will fall back into the single digits, so it's still going to be on the cold side. And then as we work into the day tomorrow, we'll see a weak disturbance come in from the west and track through the region during the day. So clouds will thicken tonight, and there is the threat for at least some light snow during the day tomorrow. Accumulations will be light, generally ranging from a coating to an inch. However, it is possible that some areas could see as much as 2 inches of snow accumulation. Then on Saturday, the focus will turn to a windy warm-up as a storm tracks to our west. We'll see precipitation come in. However, this precipitation could start as a period of freezing rain as temperatures could still be below freezing in spots during the first part of the day. Eventually, though, temperatures will warm into the 40s to around 50 degrees, so obviously with that warm-up, any threat of icing will go away. The wind will be quite gusty from the south, helping to usher in that warm air. Saturday night into Sunday, we'll see the cold front sweep across the region, and that will return us to slightly cooler air for Sunday with a mixture of clouds and sunshine. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Increasing clouds tonight with a chance of snow showers after midnight, low in the single digits to around 10, and tomorrow mostly cloudy with a chance of light snow, high 28 to 34. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica and Gloversville. Increasing clouds tonight, a chance of snow showers after midnight, low in the single digits to around 10, and for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, with a chance of light snow, high 28 to 34. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Increasing clouds tonight, with a chance of snow showers after midnight, low 8 to 14, and for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, with a chance of light snow, high in the mid-30s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, increasing clouds tonight, chance of snow showers after midnight, low 5 to 10, and for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, with a chance of light snow, high 30 to 35. Region-wide on Saturday, cloudy, with a chance of rain, which could start as a period of freezing rain, breezy and turning warmer, with highs in the 40s to around 50, and on Sunday, a blend of clouds and sun, with a chance of snow showers mainly in the mountains, high in the 30s to lower 40s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.